Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Helen Morris, and in this show we are going to discuss IT security, awareness and education. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question or comment box below. Right, let's get started. Security is essential for every organisation, and ensuring staff have the right level of awareness or training is a management responsibility. It's crucial to ensure that we have the right levels of training and awareness in our organisations so that security becomes part of our business as usual activity. Lack of awareness will be a frequent cause of breaches rather than malicious intent. It's much more common for a human failing to take place, which causes a breach, than for somebody to actually try and hack into our security systems. So managers need to work with the IT security manager to ensure that they meet shared responsibilities. Consider developing individual development plans for users in key roles with significant security responsibilities. Promote the professional development and certification of the IT security staff. Ensure that all users, including contractors and any other external providers who are working within our security framework, understand the systems, so they have the general support systems and major applications appropriately managed and that they are appropriately trained in how to fulfill their security responsibilities before we allow them access to our systems and services. Ensure that users, including contractors and any external providers, understand our specific rules for each system and application that they use, and in this way work to reduce errors and omissions by users due to lack of awareness or training. Users are the largest audience in any organisation and are therefore the single most important group of people who can help reduce unintentional errors and IT vulnerabilities. Users may include employees, contractors or visitors, so we must be aware of all of the people who will be using our services and systems. Users really should understand and comply with our security policies and procedures, which means that we need to give appropriate training in the rules of behaviour for the systems to which they have access. We need to be mindful and aware of the actions they can take to protect information. These include proper password usage and reporting any suspected incidents or violations of security policies. The following rules established to avoid social engineering attacks and rules to deter the spread of spam or viruses and worms. These are all necessary parts of how we manage the security within our organisation. So security awareness and training should be focused on our organisation's entire user population, even those transient members of our population who come and go. Management need to set an example. Leadership by example in this area is vitally important. Getting your staff to behave in a certain way and then circumventing security procedures yourself does not set a good example and actually demonstrates a high level of risk. A security and awareness training program is crucial in that it is the vehicle for disseminating security requirements across the entire enterprise, so information that users, including managers, may need in order to do their job. An effective IT security awareness and training program will explain the proper rules of behaviour for the use of IT systems and information. The program should communicate IT security policies and the procedures that need to be followed. And this must precede and lay the basis for any sanctions that are going to be imposed due to non-compliance. Users have to be informed first of the expectations before we can slap them on the wrist if they don't behave the way we want them to. So, what behaviour do we want to reinforce? And what skill or skills do we want the audience to learn and apply? Security awareness efforts are designed to change behaviour and reinforce good security practices. Awareness is not training. The purpose of awareness presentations is simply to focus attention on security. Awareness presentations are intended to allow individuals to recognise IT security concerns and respond accordingly. A topic for an awareness session might be virus protection, and the subject can simply be briefed about what to do and what a virus is and what happens when a virus affects somebody's system. Training seeks to teach skills, and these skills allow a person to perform a specific function. The skills acquired during training are built upon the awareness foundations. An example of training is an IT security course for systems administrators, addressing in detail the management controls and operational controls that should be implemented. Awareness and training programs must support the business needs of the organization and be relevant to the organization's culture and IT architecture. The most successful programs are those that users feel are relevant to the subject matter and issues presented and have a genuine meaning for them and understand what benefits they themselves will gain from it. It's the "what's in it for me" principle. The awareness audience must include all users in an organization. It should make all individuals aware of their commonly shared IT security responsibilities. A significant number of topics can be mentioned and briefly discussed in any awareness session, and topics may include password usage and the management of passwords, including the creation and frequency of change and how we use passwords for protection. Protection from viruses, worms, Trojan horses and other malicious codes can also be covered, so that we understand why there are scanning and update definitions and why certain activities have to be done at certain times on our infrastructure. We should also make people aware of policy and the implications of non-compliance. Simple things like not opening unknown email or opening attachments from someone that you don't know. Web usage, what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do, and how we're going to monitor for user activity. What we do in the event of being spammed. How we manage data backup and storage. How we interact with our social engineering sites, and how we respond in the case of an incident. What do you do? Who do I contact? We need to make sure that we're aware of all of the elements of security affect all of our users in our organisations, and these days where we have handheld devices and laptops, we need to be aware of the implications for security in both of these areas. Good old-fashioned license restrictions are also something we need to think about in terms of security. When copies are allowed to be used and when not allowed. IT traditionally has been very poor at managing itself in this respect. We'll manage the users very effectively, but IT departments frequently have unauthorized use of licenses. We need to think also about access control issues and understand who is going to do what and how we're going to hold individual accountability and what this means to each individual in the organisation. Simple areas of awareness may also be about visitor control and physical access to spaces. So physical security policy and procedures, challenging strangers, reporting unusual activity should become part of business as usual. Desktop security is also important, so use of screensavers and restricting visitors' view of information on the screen. So all of these areas are important for education and awareness when we look at our security concerns. There are several techniques that we can use for delivering awareness material. Perhaps we use posters or checklists. We can even use screensavers and warning banners and messages. Newsletters, company-wide email messages, web sessions, or even in-person instructor-led sessions, or perhaps holding an open house or a town hall meeting. Whatever we're looking for in our security concerns, continual improvement should always be the theme for security awareness and training initiatives, as this is one area where you can never do enough. Security is vital to the way that we manage our organisations, and we should make sure that we deliver sufficient security controls and awareness in an applicable and palatable way to the whole of our organisation. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Helen Morris. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.